AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The chances of passage of a last-ditch GOP health care bill are getting slimmer. A big GOP name is saying no again. The AP's Sagar Magani is live with the story.
And 2 months ago, John McCain was a last-minute surprise no vote on a health care bill. This time, he's announcing his opposition in advance. The Arizona Republican dealing a huge blow to GOP hopes of replacing the Obama health care law by saying he cannot in good conscience vote for the bill sponsored by Lindsey Graham, his best friend in the Senate. Kentucky's Rand Paul has already said he will vote no. If one more Republican joins them, the bill is dead. And right now, Maine's Susan Collins says she is leaning against it, Ed.
That's the AP's Sagar Magani reporting live. The governor of Maine, Paul LePage, is in Washington meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. He supports the GOP health care bill while one of his senators, Susan Collins, is leaning no.
I really urge the senator to really take a hard look, both Senators Collins and King, to help Maine people go back to affordable health care and health care that works.
Angus King is the other Maine senator. He's an independent. Susan Collins says there are lots of numbers floating around. She'll wait for an analysis by the Congressional Budget Office before making a final decision. Federal investigators are looking into the use of private charter flights by a Trump cabinet member for government business. There are reports Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price took 5 trips on private charters when other cheaper travel options were available. People in Puerto Rico say they're struggling after being hit by Hurricane Maria. At least 6 people have died on the island. Workers are going through the rubble throughout Mexico in hopes of finding survivors from this week's 7.1 magnitude earthquake. On Wall Street, stocks lower. The Dow is down 28 points. This is AP Radio News. The City of London has decided not to renew Uber's license. Uber's Fred Jones says it was motivated by corporate pressure.
Well, I think what's clear by this decision is the mayor and Transport for London have caved under extreme pressure from a small number of individuals and groups that want to restrict choice for consumers and competition within London.
But the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says Uber failed many standards.
And they've, on 4 grounds, decided to not renew Uber's license. Big concerns around safety and security from the information not passed on to the police, from concerns around medical examinations, concerns around enhanced checks not satisfying TFI, and also other concerns around the use of software as well.
Uber's app is used by 3.5 million passengers in London. The busiest border crossing in the U.S. will close this weekend to more than 40,000 cars passing between Tijuana and San Diego because of work. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.